mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, blasting into hour number two. You're in the middle of the info war as we defend the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, going out on a growing list of wonderful, fabulous, brave AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on the Internet at Infowars.com and Infowars.net. Global shortwave during the day, the first 2 hours at 9.985, and the third hour at 9.975, I believe, right around in there, who knows. And then at night at 3210. And, of course, on several different satellite systems for you as well. I mentioned a lot of news the last hour. Didn't get into a lot of detail. I'll try to in this hour. Also got some audio clips coming up that are very interesting with David Gergen and others about the Satanic New World Order. Yes, truth is stranger than fiction. Just a bunch of other news. The debate all over the country centering on Florida, where the school and the 13-year-old want to abort the child. The parents say no, so the government's getting involved, and the courts say kill the child. But in Illinois, there's even worse cases, and in Texas, where they actually come and with 12 and 11-year-olds want to have abortions with the state, the parents say no, so they arrest the parents. So I want to get into that. There's just so much here, a bunch of cloning news. Right now, let's go back to John in Boston, who got cut short in the last hour. He brought up the case in Boston where they sent home what they call sensitivity training books, a whole bag of books the parents are to read with the children, part of their curriculum. And in there is the Heather Has Two Mommies book, and the father went to an official school meeting, and they wouldn't say that they would not teach his child this in class. It's an elementary student, by the way. I got to dig the article out. I think he's in what? Is it fifth grade? And so they arrested him. But go ahead and finish up what you were saying there, John.
Well, I was just saying that things are getting crazy out here with all this stuff going on. I mean, there was just that kid in Fall River who was arrested, the first grader. It was on your website this morning.
They handcuffed another first grader last week or 2 weeks ago. It was the five-year-old.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just wanted to comment on the kids who are in high school.
It took three cops for a five-year-old girl.
Has everybody watched, by the way?
Oh, and of course there was a camera. See, we're just so used to cameras being in the classroom, we get to see it. So yeah. Now it's part of entertainment for the police to release this footage of a five-year-old. No privacy, no nothing.
No. And just a quick comment on those kids, those high school kids I saw at this ice cream shop. They're in a large group talking profanely. And this is a place where there's a bunch of kids. I mean, I have a three-year-old son, and
He's seeing this.
Luckily, he can't read what's on their shirts and their hats. And my wife, who's from San Francisco and is rather liberal, she couldn't even believe it. It was just...
Well, that's what... Look, I mean, they sell the shirts at the major stores that attack homeschooling and then say stuff like, I'm a whore, stuff like you said, I only date crack addicts... And they let their 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds wear this. You're talking about high school kids. It's much worse than that. And the parents just turn their children over to the society.
I would be ashamed for not only me but my family if I was ever seen wearing something like that.
Explain to your children or your son as he gets older that this was done by the government by design to ruin those children to make sure they get into the system. The globalists don't want strong individuals. And if you explain to your child that way, that this is the establishment, that this is the establishment way to act, you can take that inherent rebellion and you can put it into the converse of it or inverse it, the reverse of it, and he'll be unprogrammable by them.
That's it. Put it to good use.
That's right.
Strong. Well, thank you, Alex.
Thank you for the call. Yes, we've got to wake our children up. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tend to do things a little bit different than most radio talk show hosts, and I tend to have a lot of Monday broadcasts be open phones instead of a Friday. Because so much has happened over the weekend, so much important news items have basically piled up, so we've got wide open phones for the full 3 hours. We've got an hour and 51 minutes, 10 seconds left on this Monday edition. It is May 2nd, 2005. I'm going to get into some news real fast, and then we're going to go to Steve and Elizabeth and JR and Dave and George and many, many others, and as soon as you hear me go to calls, you're welcome to try to get in on the lines. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. All right, let me just plunge into the news. 13-year-old's abortion case continues. This is out of the Associated Press. I've got another one here out of the Houston Chronicle, an editorial that I agree with. Girls who get abortions need parents, period. Here's another one out of the Enterprise. Parents have a right to know about abortion. Wow, how radical is that idea? I mean, regardless of which side of the abortion debate you're on, we've seen a shift in the last 10 years from majority of Americans, the vast majority being for abortion, to the vast majority being against it, by the way, because people are learning about abortion. They're learning about the facts of abortion. It's never too late to admit the facts of abortion. Like I mentioned last hour, that there are more people every year wanting to adopt children than there are abortions. Did you know that? It's a nature set up that way. But they don't tell you that. No CPS goes and grabs innocent people's children to feed the adoption hunger, the adoption business, instead of just telling young women, hey, there's groups that will pay you $80,000 on average, sometimes more, sometimes less, to have that child. And then we'll give you money after you have the child. And you'll be able to know where the child is placed and what happens and that it's through a good, reputable agency. Instead, no, just, but now the pro-death people, and again, I have a bunch of cases. I have Texas, I have Illinois, I have New York, I have Florida. The worst case, and we see these every week, is from about a month ago. One of the worst cases lately is a month ago out of Illinois. 12-year-old girl, some as young as 11, but this case is 12, and she goes into, she just turned 13, but she, a few months ago she was 12, she wants to have an abortion. And she doesn't tell her parents, her boyfriend's gotten her pregnant, and so she goes to the school counselor, and they go, okay, we'll get you with Planned Parenthood, and we're going to let you have an abortion. The mother found out and tried to show up at the abortion clinic. Now imagine, it's your child. You show up trying to stop it. They arrested her. They arrested her. Can you imagine? Now again, I've said this 100 times. I'll say it again. Remember when we all went to the zoo or the planetarium or the Natural History Museum to look at the dinosaur fossils? I mean, I remember up until, I guess, I was about 14 and they stopped, you know, doing field trips, that you'd have the permission slip would go home. And I remember one time I even forgot to get it signed, and I had to stay in the library all day when I was in middle school. Didn't get to get on the bus and drive into the city and go look at dinosaur bones. I was very upset because, and I guess it was 7th grade or 6th grade, I had forgotten to do that. But in the 6th or 7th grade, if I was a girl and I wanted to get an abortion, hey, A-OK, we'll just take you without your parents knowing and we'll murder that baby. Now, I mean, some of you have a view that it's not a human being, so let's kill it. That's not true, but let's say your view's right. Okay, can you have your appendix taken out without telling your parents? Can you have a tooth drill without telling your parents? Can you have, say, Botox, if they wanted to give that to 12-year-olds, which I now hear is happening, without telling their parents? Could they work on your hangnail without telling your parents? No. Did they give you drugs without telling them? Well, yeah, they're trying to do it. They've been doing it. Well, the school orders you to go on Ritalin. So, I mean, this is the state saying they're the parents. And the debate is all centering around Florida, where the government, the judicial, and one branch of social workers want the 13-year-old to be able to kill the baby. But CPS is rightfully saying, we're not getting involved in this. But they're being ordered by the courts to snatch the child. It never ends, and I don't know. I think it's a really big deal, and I think it's something we should talk about. And there are people out there so warped, I hear them on radio and TV. I don't watch much TV, and this has been on TV over the weekend. I probably watched 15 minutes other than the hour and a half I watched of David Ray Griffin on C-SPAN. I'll talk about it later if I have time, exposing 9/11. And there they were on there saying this is a good thing. You know, doesn't this girl have the right to decide? No! If that was the case, then 13-year-olds could get married. If that was the case, 13-year-olds could move out of the house. If that was the case, 13-year-olds could have body mutilation and chop their arms off. Thousands of people a year, by the way, are having their legs and arms chopped off now. It's a new fad, and you're a bigot. You're a hate monger, a xenophobe, if you're against this new group that likes to chop their arms and legs off. Tens of thousands chopping fingers off. It's just another side issue. I'm close-minded because I think that should be illegal. But, you know, what's next? Your 13-year-old wants to chop their legs off. Oh, yeah, some people have both legs chopped off. Folks, I'm not kidding. I mean, this is how crazy everything has gotten. Oh, boy, what are we going to do as a society? Well, the state, over and over again, it's been popularized by sitcoms and movies shows like Judging Amy, where the 12-year-old wants to leave home because their parents are bad and is allowed to go with a wonderful social worker and get a new family. So they're selling us this idea that no, your children, if they don't agree with you, can go to the state. And then in so many of these cases that I've seen, these brats do get taken from their family. There have been cases of, was a 12-year-old about 4 years ago, in Oregon. And the mother was a Christian, and the mother made her go to church every Sunday morning, just once a week. And that was considered to be abusive, and the mother then complained about the sexual education that was teaching homosexuality. And the 12-year-old was taken and given to a lesbian couple, who then began pimping her out, and last time she was seen, she was running naked in chains down the road, begging for help. This was in the newspaper, and the police gave her back to the lesbians. So watch what you ask for, young'uns out there. You want to be taken from your family, the government will be more than happy to oblige you in that. What we have is criminals taking over the government. And horrors that we find hard to even believe or imagine are every day. I've got a whole stack of news on this. I could spend an hour on one of these articles, but I don't have time. This is the New York Daily News. High-tech taxes coming soon to taxis. They'll all have an automatic taxation and tracker transponder in the car, and you'll pay by credit card. It'll also track who you are and where you drove and what you did, and you'll have to pay this way. That's the new system. And see, it just starts there. It's already going in everywhere else. They got a bill in Texas that looks like it may pass to put a transponder in all inspection stickers and tax you by the mile, says it in the bill. The average person has no idea this is going on. You tell them this, they'll giggle at you and say you're crazy. Cameras to be placed in city buildings. I have about 8 articles like this today. This is out of the Daily Northwestern. By late summer, reading a book in the Evanston Public Library or taking a swim off the Dempster Street beach will all be done on camera. The city council voted 6-2 to put up hundreds of cameras watching everything you do. And as usual, Lockheed Martin and defense companies are involved, and they admit that it is a warfare model control system, is what they call it, same systems that they're going to set up in Iraq for total control, going in everywhere. That's just one town. I've got 8 of these articles. Not going to read the rest of them. Continuing with these type of reports that I have here, folks, there is just so many of these. Police to get laser guns. Yes, this is mainstream news. 1 in every 138 Americans now behind bars currently. We've got all the groups on parole or probation in the system. I mean, I don't know where to start. There's just so many of these. I'll get to the laser beams. You thought tasers were bad. I'll get to the laser beam from the Scotsman and from the New Scientist later because, again, there's just too many of these to cover them all. Coming up a little bit later, I'm also going to... I've only done this one other time on the show. I'm going to do it one more time, maybe in the next month. But I'm going to play, there's been so many requests, some clips from my film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. To actually be precise, these are raw clips that came before I even finished the film that I put on the website where I confront David Gergen. There's even more details in the film. And where I confront the secret police cop out there taking photos of protesters. And where I confront Michael Moore, we'll play those clips later in this hour after we take some calls. Then I'll get into genetic mingling mixes human and animal cells. We're talking about goats and pigs with human brains, complete human brains. Also, Southland Democrat targets San Diego firm's Frank-and-Kitty plans. This out of the San Diego Union Tribune. They're going to have clone dogs and cats for sale very soon. They've already sold some on a limited basis. U.S. hoping to start its withdrawal from Iraq in December. More car bombs over there as things get worse and worse, but that's not really in the headlines anymore. We're supposed to forget about that. Everything's fine. Major military operations are over. Mission accomplished because they said so. We'll be right back.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Pope John II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he's canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ has asked us to honor his mercy. In return, Christ promises to take care of you. Christ will grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in his mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal his love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out his mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com and get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. For a free information booklet, visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Let's go back to your calls. Thanks for being patient. Let's talk to a fellow Texan. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, sir.
Thanks for giving me a voice today. I'd like to say a few things. The first one is about Social Security, and then I'd like to talk about the nuclear deal, going nuclear there. I'm on Social Security, what happened was, the year after the president was elected, you know, when we were in war, after the war had started, my cost of living was usually increased by $10 a year, and it was $45 a month the year before when he was elected, and then the year after he's elected, it was $13 a month. So they reduced it. I mean, the president, this is the first president that ever got into the Social Security fund, and I was on another talk show the other day.
That's not true.
Well, he may have been set up by Clinton, I don't know, but...
No, they all work, they all vacation together, sir. It's admitted now. Clinton's, quote, a member of the family. It's all
right.
Staged. Look. The current Social Security system's bad. The new system Bush is trying to give us is bad. It all brings control. We never should have gotten in this position to begin with. It's almost just a huge mindless debate, apples and oranges, what even comes out of this. And, yes, he has been raiding the Social Security fund. There's nothing in it, sir. It goes in the general fund. That is a myth that you have an account.
Right. Yeah. And
you're also, right. They've been right. Look, sir, there's 3 trillion smackers plus.
It's the only surplus.
Missing from the Pentagon.
Right.
Okay. They're stealing. They're robbing. This is a group that ran Enron who had fake computers for members of Congress when they came to look at it, fake big computer boards on the wall with fake trading going on. The mercantile's the same. It's all staged, sir. They just make up numbers, whatever they want to say they are at the end of the day. I'm sorry, go ahead.
On the nuclear thing, there was a deal.
It's a joke. It'd take 5 years to get any reactors up. It won't affect our energy. It's a scam. He says he's going to open up the... Alaska, they've got enough in current fields if they opened up the spigots to totally supply this country. It's a total fraud. It's all a fraud.
I used to work for Halliburton years ago, and I can tell you a few things about that company.
All right, tell us. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
I used to drive for them, and they would make me fix my log books. You know, in the state of Texas, you're only allowed to drive, or at the time, 80 hours on the road behind an 18-wheeler. And so I would actually end up working for them so much that I would drive like 145 hours a week.
And they wouldn't pay you for that?
Well, no, they made me change my record books that have to be audited or, you know, looked at by the state.
And how did you get paid for that?
Well, they paid me my money, but they made me falsify, you know, their document.
Well, you could take that stub and show a 2-week, a paycheck and show how many hours that calculated out to, and I'd report that.
Yeah.
No, I'm
back
not
in those
for
days,
reporting
I was
truck
so...
drivers. I mean, the way they've got it set up, with our truck drivers competing with all these third world populations now, I mean, they've got to break those rules to make a living. You know that.
Well, Halliburton, they did a lot of things. All right, like once they had they had this rule that was in the contract that we signed, in their yard, you know, they wanted to do a search for any kind. If you had a shotgun shell, they were going to fire you. If you had a roach, they were going to fire you. If you had a firearm or anything, they would fire you. So they sealed off the whole entire perimeters of the Halliburton yard there.
Almost all the time.
Called everybody on a fake job, searched everybody's vehicle, and they ended up firing about 16 people. And it was a private.
Well, as employers, that's their right to do. I mean, you didn't own the truck.
Right.
Look, if you're going to go after Halliburton, there's some real reasons to go after it.
They searched our persons, though. I mean, just I guess because we were on their property, it was legal. But
no, they can't search your person. That's not true. That's illegal.
Well, yeah, and anyway, you were right on the money a while ago about, you know, this administration is going with their foot on the floor. I mean, full blast. Every week there's a new major topic to talk about.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Steve. We'll come back and talk to you. I got to go quicker to the calls. I mean, I love the callers. And see, we just talked for like 3 or 4 minutes with that caller. I've got to give each caller 90 seconds. Elizabeth, JR, Dave, George, many, many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I'm going to take 5 more calls. I'm going to play some audio clips. And I'm going to go back in the news to continue with calls. 1-800-259-9231. There's so much coming up, so please stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much of my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
We're going to take some calls, and I'm going to get into the Iraq situation, some of the latest police state developments, and we're going to play my confrontation with David Gergen. You've heard us talk about it, but we've only played the clip once before, where he gets very upset when I bring up the rituals that they engage in at Bohemian Grove. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Elizabeth and Marilyn, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. We were thrilled to get your new video.
Oh, thank you for getting it.
Oh, yes. We're really thrilled, and I'm glad it was VHS so we could make many copies, and I've started. And I want to say something about your wonderful video, and I want to say that you've gladdened my heart by deciding to take this total stand against the abortion and the cloning. Because you remember, I told you the first time I ever heard you was June the 2nd, 2003, about the children being killed at the top by the elitists and torture and all of the things that were happening. And I think if the Lord is going to have any mercy to hold back this time of judgment, it will be if people's hearts start turning against the abortion and the harming of the children.
Well, I mean, look,
so I applaud you.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. I applaud you. It's hidden in plain view. I mean, I always criticize abortion and expose it, but, I mean, this is really such a key issue. 50-plus million children, and these young women don't know that there are more people wanting to adopt than there are abortions each year. And there's groups that will pay for you to have the child and then even give you an endowment afterwards.
Yes, I didn't even know that. So you've educated me, I think, and many other women on that today. And, you know, in your video, it's all good. The first part is good with the protesters, the corporate fascism, showing things like the Fuji blimp. And that really caught my hubby's eye because he saw one in Bowie, Maryland. He knew. He said, that's the one I saw. And the long-range acoustical devices, all that, that was very good. But I want to tell you, your crowning masterpiece is the part, the last part, about the death's head culture. When you got really in there, it was so penetrating and so important. It's enthralling. I'd have to say this year, if I could only buy two videos, it would be Megiddo 2 by Chris Pinto, and I hope you can get him on and have a dialogue with him about your work and his work, because both of you went to the heart of the Hitler ideal, the and this death head, the skull and bones, how you went underneath. It isn't just a little fraternity thing. And you know, often we heard those clips, Tim Russert talking to the candidates, but when I saw it visually and saw the expressions on their faces, I said to my husband, look at this. This is like, this is new. This is really interesting. So, Alex, I want to commend you and thank you.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. Take care. And I do hope people do get the film. JR in Texas. Go ahead, JR.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks. I wanted to mention real quick about the chemtrails.
Yes.
Lately I've been seeing a lot of chemtrails over here in South Texas, you know, in the afternoon, and they stay up there for over 4 or 6 hours.
Yeah, and again, folks, 6, 7 years ago, airplanes' trails never stayed up there more than 2 minutes. 4 hours, low in the atmosphere on warm days. This isn't supposed to be able to happen. Something's going on. Even pilots are pointing it out.
And I was also told that a lot of international flights from Houston going into Mexico pass over here every day. And I mean, I think it's strange that, you know, that these flights originate from the George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, which I believe is part-owned by the Bin Ladens as well. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
They own another airport in Houston together.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I just wanted to mention real quick, Alex, too, I know I've talked to you about this briefly before. I don't know if I'm the only guy who thinks this way or if I'm crazy or what, but I have a strong belief that once this is over, after whatever happens, once we put the New World Order behind bars, I think it's our obligation, and I think we should rebuild the Mira building in Oklahoma City as well as the World Trade Center in New York. Following the example that you gave with the church in Waco rebuilding, so I strongly feel that way about, you know, that.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, JR. And again, for those who don't know the details, I'm not a Branch Davidian, but we built a memorial church for all those that died up there, and we did that with the listeners, and that was really a historical thing we did back in 1999, and I want to commend all of you. We've just had the 12th anniversary of that slaughter. Let's now go ahead and talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I read an article on WorldNet Daily regarding the missiles that Iran are launching, testing them as far as like mid-air detonation for the purpose of launching electromagnetic pulse weapons over the United States. The same article also mentioned the 9/11 Commission pointing this out, as well as Homeland Security being alerted and trying to fight this. And to me, that raised some red flags.
And of course, over the weekend, North Korea just fired
propaganda.
North Korea just fired a missile off the coast of Japan. I mean, that's a real threat that Rumsfeld helped give them nuclear reactors to produce nuclear weapons fissile material. But nobody wants to talk about that. I mean, whether it's aspartame or Prozac or anything evil, Rumsfeld's involved, weapons to Saddam, and this guy's a piece of work. No, that is propaganda. Iran has said they'll defend themselves. I'm not defending Iran either. You know, it's like a lower-level demon compared to Satan itself. Just ridiculous. Iran does not have missiles that could hit the United States. Pakistan and North Korea do.
Okay, that's what I thought when I saw those the two organizations mentioned in this article.
Yeah, and
this has got to be propaganda.
And the 9/11 Commission says we need a bigger police state to keep us safe. They're complaining that we haven't given up all our rights, but the border's wide open. They're not complaining about the border being wide open, though.
Of course, in your movie Martial Law, When the reporter asked Bush about his prior knowledge, and he replies with the, you know, look, there's time for politics. I know it's a tap dance, but what is that supposed to mean? What is he saying there? There's time for politics.
He says it's time for politics because they were going into the election. He's saying this is political.
Okay, so that was his way of just tap dancing around the question.
Yeah, and then we show all the documents where they did know.
Right, right, of course.
Of course they knew. It's like saying Alex Jones knew he was going to do a radio program today. Yeah, because I'm the one doing it. Thanks for the call, Dave. George in Canada. George, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to bring up a couple of points in the abortion issue.
Sure.
And last weekend was just a bumper crop in the British press. I don't know if you saw the article, Beauty Salons Fuel Trade in Aborted Babies. They're paying women in the Ukraine to get pregnant so they can abort their babies and take the stem cells and use them.
I knew that was going on out of China. They melt down the baby collagen to inject into people's lips.
Exactly.
I mean, that's BBC, folks. But no, I didn't see the new one. Tell me
about
it.
Within the Observer last weekend, the 17th.
Please email that to me immediately.
And for 10,000 British pounds in Moscow, you can take this anti-aging treatment. And another little thing about the stem cells, I found in a very obscure newspaper called the Iceland Review. An American company called Zytos, which does stem cell research, has set up their research facilities in Iceland because there's no religious crazies up there like us to rock the boat. But we can wage a virtual...
Yeah, there's these crazies that don't want goats and pigs with human brains. Not partially human brains, with human brains. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with spider goats and, oh, spider cows? I just learned they got spider cows. What's wrong with that?
Well, in my world, there's a lot
of... I mean, top bio weapons experts say it's deadly dangerous and could give rise to spin-off superviruses, but let's just do it open air. We're crazy. We don't want Protegene in 96 locations to plant pharmacological corn that has live AIDS virus in it. What's wrong with us? We must be with Al-Qaeda.
Well, I'll be with them before I go to practicing abortion for profit. Like, the New World Order is just turning aborted babies into a cash crop, and that is just so disgusting.
And so many top scientists, even that are pro-abortion, will admit adult stem cells are better than fetal stem cells. They're not as good, they're better. There is no reason to do this.
Except for their human sacrifice. And you always bring up torture. That weekend as well, there was a comment in the Sunday Telegraph on the 17th. It was called, the police might not be allowed to arrest the next ricin terrorist.
And it comes out that ricin thing in England was fake.
Oh,
we've been reporting that for 3 years.
But the picture that went with the comment is just like you describe and how they legitimize torture. There's a man tied to a chair with a pail over his head, with eyes cut out, and they've got him hooked up to, like, the battery to give him electroshock torture. And
we're all going to get killed if we don't start torturing.
And so if anybody thinks you're off the wall because you exposed this evil and how far they want to go, no, the mainstream people are evil because they want to do it. You just want to expose it.
That's it. The globalists to carry out the New World Order have to warp all our minds. Thanks for the call. I'm about to play these clips. We'll go to John and others later. This is the point. I'm not tooting my horn. It's that I understand the program. You need to listen to me and check out what I'm saying for yourself and find out it's true. Before 9/11, I was talking about torture because I was reading government documents and plans, how they were in law enforcement publications where they were promoting torture as good. You know, using these little psychological games of a guy's got anthrax, he's going to kill 1,000 people. If we don't torture him, he's not going to tell shouldn't we torture? Yes, the answer is torture. All these law enforcement magazines, April issue 2000, Firearms and Weapons of Law Enforcement. Boom, there's an example. Law enforcement magazines, you know, arrest anybody with an anti-UN sticker. I mean, major publications, hundreds of publications. The terrorists are about to attack. Give up all your rights when they do. They're going to attack the World Trade Center. Give up all your rights when it happens. So I get on the air and I say, expose the government terrorist. Expose 9-11. You know, they're going to attack the World Trade Center. They're going to blame it on Bin Laden, who's CIA. He's going to take the blame. Call the White House. And then in my film, Road to Tyranny, made 3 years plus, released in early 2002, over like 3 years and 3 months ago. And I talk about torture, torture, torture. They're torturing, they're torturing. They're going to promote torture. Folks, I know their program. And Speaking of films, here is a clip where I confront David Gergen, and this is like 12 minutes long in the actual documentary with all the details. This is just a, and then we go into a clip where I'm confronting a secret police officer with his camera taking photos of people at Ground Zero. Then I confront Michael Moore. Just small segments from the film. Here it is, and then we'll come right back with more news and your calls.
Okay, one last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you, oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered, them by saying, hey, I don't run around in the woods naked. What did that mean?
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that. Thank you.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Great owl of Bohemia. Thank thee for thy
adjuration. Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But there's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
You took an, I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really? But
you,
we have public officials.
You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And you did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
Sir, everything. I don't owe you this comment.
I know.
This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you and goodbye.
Have you ever done a ritual?
That's none of your damn business.
Oh.
Great. Listen. You go around and make understandings with people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's inappropriate form of journalism. If you wish to practice that, that's fine. But don't ask others to respect you for it. You want to, you can do your free American like anything you want. If you want to be uncivil and rude and ungentlemanly, that's up to you. But don't expect the rest of us to say, oh, well, you're
there, Mr. Gergen.
I'm sorry. Nobody says policy in there. We try to be gentlemen, and obviously you don't belong there.
Weaving spiders come out here?
He's trying to take pictures of me.
Get him. Gonna make you a star. Better hold it up there all day. Gonna run you through our biometric system and get your name.
Who do you work for? You work for City of New York just to document people? Huh?
Well, you need to tell us. I mean, you know, this is a free country. I mean, this is disgusting. Get some more of this guy.
Well, there's your badge. Can we have your badge number, please? Who's your boss? Officer, can you tell me this guy's badge number? Secret police? Just covers his badge up? Secret police in America. Out photographing people. Infowars.com. See yourselves. You're going to look good.
And then the next clip is where I confronted Michael Moore. I guess we faded it out before we got to that, but we'll play that clip, I guess, later in the next hour. I'm also going to play that Cynthia McKinney clip from a month ago, where she confronted him about the government-run white slavery rings, the trillions missing from the Pentagon, and 9/11 war games on the morning of 9/11. But, of course, I was teasing the cops, going, we're going to run you through our biometric system, and later they come over. This is all on video. And they're like, who are you with? And I go, I'm Alex Jones. I'm with the media. And they go, oh, get out of here. They thought I was like, I do that just to tease them. And then I confront Michael Moore. But the David Gergen thing, I mean, this is the the top guy, the top presidential advisor to four administrations. He was in five. But he was the Karl Rove for Nixon, Ford, Bush, Clinton. I mean, that is quite a pedigree. And, of course, seeing the video, it's a lot more powerful. And there's more of the conversation that goes on, but we can't air it all here in the interest of time. And interspersed with his talking, we show clips of the actual ritual of Bohemian Grove. But here he is not denying it, just getting mad about it. If you want a copy of this film, it is 3 hours long, really a mini-series, three separate films in one, $24.95. Additional copies are even less, so ask about that when you call. 1-888-253-3139. Operators are there right now. 1-888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com to order a hard copy via the safe, secure online shopping cart. All my other films are there as well. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. You can watch the whole film right now, download it, burn copies, whatever. So much more, PrisonPlanet.tv, so be sure and check it out today. Half of Martial Law, about an hour and a half, is already on the website for everybody for free. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Whenever I speed through the phone numbers, we always get calls to the network saying, now what's that number again? Just briefly, because I'm going to your calls. If you want any of the 12 films I've made, the book I've written, the books I've published, the audio tapes, the books on tape, the other videos, the T-shirts, things we carry, go to InfoWars.com. The best stuff out there, bar none. My material and others. Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure shopping cart or 1-888-253-3139. Or get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hundreds of weekly TV reports, audio interviews, special video reports you don't see in films or on my TV show. All my films, dozens of other films, ebooks, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's... I just got to say one quick thing about the caller earlier from Canada. Was it George in Canada? He raised, then we're going to a caller in Puerto Rico and then to others. He raised just a key point. Yes, they do melt down the dead babies, and then, of course, it goes into the most evil, self-centered thing. These people that only care about how they look, it goes into their lips and into their collagen injections and their faces and into weird life extension treatments. It's just so... of course, they're not just killing babies, you know, to save people's lives, which is bad enough. Of course, it's for some self-centered evil like that. There's got to be a special area of Hades reserved for these individuals. It's blasphemous. Total dehumanization. What makes you think you're safe if other human life isn't safe? You instinctively should be horrified by this. Even for the self-centered people out there. Your guts should be in a knot, but they're not. You think it's funny. Okay, well, nobody's going to help you when bad stuff's happening to you. Sick. Let's go to... who's the caller from Puerto Rico? I'll go to them first. Jose in Puerto Rico, then we'll go to John, Andy, Alexander, and others. Go ahead, Jose.
Hey, hi, Alex. How you doing? Basically, I tried to call him before on your show a couple of times. It was kind of busy, you know. But I just want to say, a lot of us here in the islands, in Puerto Rico, we hear like what's going on in the States. And a lot of us think, you know, it's going to happen out here in the Caribbean islands, like, you know, going by the United States. They figure the New World Order is going to probably affect here, like in the States, like New York and throughout the whole country. They figure like nothing's going to happen out here. But we already taste the new one you have, the 9/11, the Rise of the Police State.
Yes, sir.
And we saw it in a classroom. And a lot of Latinos, too, of Puerto Rican descent, they saw it. And they figure it can never happen here. But they figure don't be too surprised because in the island, it's starting to become that way also. They figure the fascism is coming out here to the island, too. They don't figure that it only happens to Mexicans. It happens to a lot of white Americans. They don't figure it could happen out here. But, you know,
a lot of the New World Order stuff is happening in Puerto Rico.
Right.
But so, who was showing it? Was it college or high school classroom?
Yeah, high school classroom, yeah. We showed it, and people were surprised what they saw. But they figure, you know, what's going on over here now, they figure the problems are happening. Now that the U.S. Navy left the island of Vieques with the bombing effects, the uranium is affecting a lot of children and having a lot of deformality problems.
That's right. They used a lot of depleted uranium.
Right, and they don't see what's happening here in the island. They always figure what's going on in the States.
Well, think how crazy the globalists are. I mean, how much they don't like us that they would use tons of DU. This is admitted right there on an island off the coast of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Something that has hundreds of millions, it's a 500 million year half-life.
Right, exactly. You're right. And also, we have problems involving immigration. A lot of Dominican nationals are coming in also. Because in the Dominican Republic, they're having problems.
So you know what it's like to have illegals pouring in.
Right.
I know it messes up the wages and a lot of other things that drives
right.
up.
Exactly. They always focus on the immigration.
Say what? Stay there. I want to hear about who's showing my video at your high school. I want to salute and commend whoever's doing that. Stay there, Jose.